Hi, this is John Delancey, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. You are now inside Studio 2009, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. I am, of course, T.F. and Mike. And holy crap, joining me is Steve Megatron. How the hell have you been?
I'm here. I am waiting.
No.
I've been in the waiting room for months, and you're finally letting me out.
Yeah, we don't let the purple dinosaurs out too much. We leave them in the waiting room. I love you. Shut up. Not done. But this is episode 101 of Studio 2009. We started this podcast June 2nd, 2020, with the tagline of "We will cover anything and everything in the audio and visual realm, or medium, or whatever you want to call it, universe, etc., etc., etc." And basically what that means, folks, is if you can see it, if you can read it, if you can hear it, listen to it, watch it, whatever, if it's a movie, a TV show, we haven't done cartoons, but if it's a movie, TV show, live action, if it's music, if it's video games, we will cover it. And tonight, whenever you find people listening to this, we're going to go back to the beginning with those roots, as this starts the nightmare, and Steve is so glad he's not doing this, because if we were in the same room right now, folks, he'd be looking at me like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He wouldn't say the F word, but he would be looking, his look would be like, "What the fuck are you doing?" 31 days, 31 podcasts, episode 101 to 131 for December 2024.
Yep, you're a nut job.
Yeah, well, we've known this for years now. So what are we discussing with the audio and visual mediums that we love? Basically, you know, what are your favorite TV shows to watch over and over again? What is your favorite type of music to listen to? Who are some of your favorite artists to listen to? That kind of stuff. And I think you should go first, because people have heard me talk about all this crap for years. You can start wherever you want.
So, I mean, obviously with music, it's Weird Al, but that's kind of a no-brainer. I don't know. I like old 90s stuff and early 2000s and certain 80s, and mostly TV show theme songs, just because mm-hmm. they're short and they're fun. Then there's also, as far as media is concerned, as far as like TV and film, like I like pretty much anything with Ryan Reynolds in it over the last like 10 years. And then there's of course Transformers, there's Power Rangers, select seasons. Pretty much if Tommy Oliver's in it, I like it.
Yep. May the man rest in peace.
Yes. Still a huge Star Trek fan, watching a lot of that, especially with the new OTOY video that came out with no vocals. And it bridges the gap between generations and where Spock dies in the Kelvin timeline, the alternative timeline.
Yep.
And it's rather touching, because it got the it got permission from Nimoy's family to use his likeness and to do this. And then Shatner, of course, is in it. That they de-aged and screen face grafted him to Mr. Darth Maul himself.
Ray Park? Not Ray Park.
The other one.
Yeah. No. Oh, crap.
Yeah, I forgot his name too just now. He's been playing him since, you know, the Clone Wars and Rebels and
Sam Witwer?
Yes.
Oh,
they used him as the body double for Shatner,
mm-hmm.
and they had him playing different ones, and they used a lot of physical prosthetics and then grafted Shatner's face the rest of the way on him. But he had to master the mannerisms and the movements and the, you know, as far as the body language. And they did it really well. It didn't look cheesy like how they did with Carrie Fisher, you know, in
Rise of Skywalker.
No, the other. Well, I mean, they used her in that too, but there was the. It's the prequel to A New Hope.
Oh, Revenge of the Sith?
No. It's the other, the new one they made a few years back. Oh, I can't remember.
Force Awakens.
No, it's none of those. It's a prequel. It's between 3 and 4.
Oh, Rogue One.
Yes, that one, where they had Carrie Fisher at the end and they had Tarkin in it, and they screen grafted a younger version of him or, you know, whatever, over somebody else. And it just looks just utterly horrible.
Yeah.
This Star Trek one looks almost indistinguishable for Shatner and for Nimoy. The only thing I can pick it out, because I've watched enough Shatner on Star Trek, there's a certain thing they did with the back of his head with the hairpiece. Mm-hmm. It doesn't quite fit correctly, like when he turns. Mm-hmm. But it's minute. But anyways, they did really great with this, and they kind of explain, and they almost make it like it's kind of left open to interpretation of whether Kirk is alive or dead. Like they almost lead you to believe he's walking through the afterlife, and, you know, they're showing Spock kind of seeing him, and then they're showing Kirk kind of seeing other versions of himself, and then there's a tie to Discovery with a character from the Kelvin timeline that can dimension and time jump, and he's got like the TNG season one uniform and pulls Kirk to the Kelvin timeline to see Spock as he's on his deathbed. And but there was more heart in that like 3-part clip with no dialogue than there has been in Trek in the last 15 years, which is just utterly sad. That's but it was crazy. Great. But it was great getting closure. Like, as somebody who was like deeply upset as a kid watching Kirk die in Generations, this was satisfying because it kind of it fed into that, but it also gave you this hope that, you know, despite everything, he's still out there, like Kirk. And it's kind of nice in that sense. Like, they left it vague enough that everybody's got their own interpretations of what this meant. You know, whether he's live, whether he's dead, whether he's, you know, moved on. But they do show that Section 31 clip of Kirk reanimated, you know, the breathing and the heartbeat, all of that stuff, in from Picard Season 3. Like, in the Section 31 building where he's alive.
Yep.
So it makes it, it could also be interpreted that he's in suspended animation and he's alive, and he's, this is part of like what he's experiencing while he's in it. So, I mean, it could go in any different direction. I choose to believe he's alive and that he got to do that before he was put on ice by Section 31. But I deeply enjoyed that. And then I've been watching like Dragon Ball Z Kai, Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball Daima, which timelines are very convoluted and things have changed. I mean, it's like with Transformers, it's like with, you know, Star Trek, they retcon things constantly.
Yep.
And it just, I feel like you can go easier with it with Dragon Ball Z than you can with Star Trek. Even Transformers is more allowing of retconning.
Yeah.
But Star Trek has such a deep and heavy lore that it's difficult to do that with. But yeah, I've been pretty heavily involved with a lot of that stuff, mostly the Star Trek and the Dragon Ball Z related content as of late. Before that, it was Power Rangers and some various Transformers stuff. So I've been very much involved with all those. I've started watching some new shows, new to me shows on Netflix.
Right.
I mean, I'm waiting for this new Tim Allen series to debut next year.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I'm kind of excited about that, but I like his stuff anyway.
Yep.
So it's exciting to me.
Yeah, that's probably going to end up getting covered on this show.
I'm definitely looking forward to it because I liked Last Man Standing. I liked, you know, that kind of stuff. So I'm very much looking forward to it. And then, like I said, I've been watching various shows on Netflix. I've been watching like Tacoma FD, which is a fire department thing, but it's done by the guy, like two of the guys that are in Super Troopers.
Nice.
Like Farba is the fire chief. And then one of the other guys, the one that's like, I dare you to say, you know, meow.
Yep.
And he's on the other side of the car just laughing, like belly laughing. So that guy's in it too. And then, of course, there's like How I Met Your Mother. I've been watching some of that just because I think it's kind of interesting and funny. Mostly because of Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
Like, he's, to me, he's like kind of the main draw.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've been watching a little bit of Suits.
Hmm.
And revisiting like Prison Break. So.
Nice.
But yeah, I mean, overall, I've been mostly on the Dragon Ball Z Kai and Dragon Ball Daima.
Yeah.
Which Daima's pretty new, and it debuted in the theater in English and the first three episodes, but it's still like in subs on the other platforms. And I'm kind of looking forward to actually being able to listen to it instead of having to read it. Cause it's very fun. It's not like all battle heavy, like, Dragon Ball Z. It's more kind of like akin to Dragon Ball, and it's kind of like a love letter to Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball with Akira Toriyama before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 7 episodes in. I've read that there's 22 episodes.
Cool.
That there's only 22, but I don't know. I think it's kind of like a stopgap before they bring back Dragon Ball Super, so I'm kind of involved with that. And then my kids are into like Pokemon right now, so collecting the cards and everything.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So I'm having to school them on, you know, they're like, oh, this one's rare. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
They're like, oh, but this one, no, it's not. And then I had to school them on like, all right, these are base cards too. These are first editions. These are second editions. These are, you know, these are this, and this. And we took them to a Games Ahoy, and which kind of reminds me of Funko Land. And they have Pokemon cards in there, like all their games and all of their merch is like stupid expensive.
Yeah.
But their card games, like they had binders of the stuff that's $10 and below. And so my kids were like, they're like, oh, it's buy three, get one free. And they spent like $2-3 and got 4 cards, but they were ones that they were like, I really wanted this one. This is great. Blah, blah, blah. And like super excited. And they're like, I'm going to get a Charizard. And I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. Like, I had one back in the day that was, I think, a second edition or a third edition, which would have gone for a couple $100 nowadays. Yeah. But back then it was like not worth dirt. And I was like, I need tires for my vehicle.
That's right.
And they're like, I'm going to get a first edition Charizard. I'm like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
And they're like, how much does that go for? And I'm like, well, let's look it up.
The highest
somebody paid for it was $200,000.
What?
For a first edition. Card?
Oh, yeah. My God.
I mean, I've seen them go on eBay for less than that. But yeah, some of the cards go for like as much as like $30,000. I'm like, for a stupid card, I'm like,
yeah,
I will find a knockoff and just be like, here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
I used to have one of the hollow ones. I have no idea which version it was, but I think it was a second edition or a third edition, which still would have gave me like 10, 15 grand had I had one.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyways, that's what I've been mulling over lately. And I've been playing for video games. I've been playing Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
Nice. Very cool.
Because it's like Budokai Tenkaichi 4.
Very awesome. So, I am looking at the critical response to the Star Trek films, to all of them, and we often go to war against a certain Rotten Tomato, but they have Rotten Tomatoes, Metacritic, and CinemaScore. Now, CinemaScore does not have scores for Motion Picture, Wrath of Khan, or Search for Spock. They have, and these are all in order, so they're all, you know, 1 through 6, and then the Generations, First Contact, Insurrection, Nemesis. CinemaScore has A+, A-, A-, B+, A-, B+, A-, A, A-. Now, what's funny to me is the Rotten Tomatoes stuff, because Which it isn't funny because, I mean, it really was the best out of them all, honestly, in my personal opinion. Can you guess, out of the original films, the original universe, Next Generation, or, well, technically the original universe, all of it, TOS and Next Generation, can you guess which film has the highest Rotten Tomatoes score without looking it up?
Star Trek V?
Nope.
Or, I mean, the lowest would be Star Trek V. The highest would probably be, it's either Wrath of Khan or First Contact.
First Contact, 92% based on 63 reviews.
Yeah.
Wrath of Khan has 86%. You're right. Final Frontier is the lowest of them all.
Which is funny because, honestly, I found Into Darkness worse.
The crazy thing is that...
I hate that film because it's such a lazy film. And it's Kurtzman, yeah, to a T.
Yeah, it is. What's ironic to me, out of all of the films that they've done, First Contact and 2009 Star Trek have the highest Rotten Tomatoes. It's not funny to me. I love it. I think it's great. 92 for First Contact and 94 for the original 2009 Star Trek. And that's based on 63 reviews for First Contact and 354 reviews for 2009 Star Trek. It's one of the things that we're going to be doing, folks, over on Altered Trek. We are going to be going through the Next Generation and the Kelvin Universe films. I loved 2009. I thought Into Darkness was just a shitty ripoff of Wrath of Khan.
It was.
And I have yet to see Beyond. So
that one's good.
When we get to
Beyond. But it also retreads part of Star Trek III, the search for Spock.
That's fine. I guess. I don't know. As far as other things for me, I am a music nut, folks. Last year, we had the brand new release from Blackstone Cherry, Screaming at the Sky, so their new full-length album. They're, I'm assuming, on the end of that album cycle, because it's been 2 years, and they usually do a new album every 2 years, so I'm assuming next year will be a new album. I listen to a lot of different music. I did not, going into the information for Transformers 1, I did not have any idea that it was going to be Brian Tyler doing the score for that, so I've been listening to that. Lauren Balfe and the Beverly Hills Cop Axel F soundtrack, absolutely love that. I've been rewatching that on Netflix a lot lately. I've seen that, between that, Six Underground, and The Adam Project, I think I've watched all those movies over 1,000 times. Most likely. And I'm exaggerating. But, like, it's been a lot. But for me, half the time, I'm not watching things just to watch them. I'm watching them to eventually podcast about them. Like, part of this crazy nut job thing of mine that we're going to be doing here in December of 2024. 31 Days, 31 Podcast, as I mentioned, we've got my buddy Dave Draper and I. We are going through all of the sequel trilogy stuff for Star Wars coming up next after this episode. So episode 102 up until episode 110 is all Star Wars stuff, which includes a review episode of Craig Miller's Star Wars Memories and more movie Memories. And then we interviewed Mr. Miller, which I got to have you put that. We got to do our stuff off air. Anyway, we interviewed Mr. Craig Miller. What a dude to talk to. Like, man, just the stories. If you're not that into Star Wars, like his stories about the Muppets and Henson. And oh, man, that dude did a lot of stuff. First time I had ever actually seen the holiday special for Star Wars. So that's going to be an episode. And then Dave and I are currently in the midst of recording our 9-episode run for Columbo. So I'm going back to old school detective TV, folks. After that, I don't know how many of these we're going to get done. I hope we're going to get them all done. But a bunch of anniversary films like iRobot and Taxi came out in 2004. So 20th anniversary for that film. 25th anniversary of Office Space, which came out this 25 years ago this year, 99. Bicentennial Man also came out in 99 with Robin Williams. Forrest Gump is 30 years old this year. You and I are going to do a Wesley Snipes, Charlie Sheen double feature, Drop Zone and Terminal Velocity. Drop Zone is Wesley Snipes, and Terminal Velocity is Charlie Sheen. They're both skydiving movies. And then I added one since the last time you and I discussed this, and maybe you'll do this, or maybe somebody else will do this with me. I forgot that Blank Check came out in 1994, so it's 30 years old this year, too.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I watched that one pretty recently, too.
Oh, did you really? I haven't. Yeah. I'll have to track it down.
Like 6 months ago, but I mean.
Yeah. And the big thing we're doing this year, folks, we were going to do Thanksgiving episodes. We were going to do Christmas episodes. There's just not enough time. Everybody's got plans. Everybody's got this, that, the other thing, everything else. But the big thing I am trying to do and trying to get done, and I need to write a blog post about it, is Studio 2009's The New Year's Eve of Podcasts. Basically, this is episode 131. It'll air on New Year's Eve. And it's basically me and Steve and a bunch of other people, if we're on the show, and we talk about if we just ignore New Year's Eve, if we pay attention to it, if we make resolutions, if we don't make resolutions, if we just sleep through the ball dropping and the whatever the hell else they're doing. But basically, it's like, it's kind of like coming together to record a podcast to talk about the year that was and the hopes that we have for the new year, because at the end of every old year, the new year begins and everything else. And if you want to be a part of this, folks, you can send either email or audio. I prefer audio MP3 files to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put in New Year's Eve of Podcasts, and Steve will get those emails to me. I need them by, oh boy, this will air December 1st. I need them by December 14th. So that's the deadline for those emails if you want to send in your audio. It's almost the end of the year, buddy. What's on your mind? Any final thoughts before I run through the closing?
I'm just planning on some stuff for 2025, not only with our YouTube channel, but with the Cyber Dragon Ball and Altered Geek, and of course other various projects. I might stream some Dragon Ball Z Sparking Zero at some point. Because I'm probably going to be pretty much playing that for a while.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, why don't you talk about the YouTube channel for a couple of minutes here before I run through the closing? Our numbers all over there have been skyrocketing.
Yeah, so they're skyrocketing. Not to mention, we're uploading like our entire catalog. Minus like MWire and like Team Bottomus. And
yeah, certain shows that just aren't going to be it. Yeah.
Yeah, but surprisingly, YouTube has flagged almost all of our backlog with copyright because we used to use music in everything, which just means if we ever get to the point of being monetized,
all that has to go.
Well, it doesn't have to go. It means they'll get the money for it.
No, okay. Well,
for those episodes, which isn't.
We're not making money now, so it isn't going to be much of an issue then.
And then they get their attribution, and it found it, and I don't have to deal with it, and we don't have to re-edit. So if they get it, whatever. But yeah, so like we're trying to pump up the YouTube channel. We're trying to get more subscribers. We're trying to fill it out. All the podcasts are available under the podcast tab now, for the most part. There's still a bunch of stuff uploading, so it's going to be probably another, I don't know, 3 weeks, maybe four, because it only lets you upload so many episodes per day.
Yeah.
And I forget what the number is, but it's not a lot. And with the amount of our back catalog, it's going to take some time. But at least, and I was kind of leery about doing this with YouTube. At least unlike Google Play Music and Google Podcasts, it doesn't redirect your feed. And it also will pull in however many episodes. Like if I don't want it over a certain age of an episode, it won't pull them.
Nice.
If I say pull the whole feed, like it automatically, but it publishes them the date they actually published. Or it says like also in the episode post, it says date originally published in the post. It doesn't pull over the keywords, which is kind of non-helpful, but it's been nice because it's been boosting our numbers and it's been drawing traffic, and we're on like a 90% recommended right now.
Very cool.
Which has been nice to see, and then millions of impressions and yeah, stuff like that. So definitely helpful. And I'm looking forward to as more of it goes in there. And then I'm again planning like actual content and shows and possibly some live streams. So I'm going to start experimenting with it a little bit more in the near future. But this year's kind of, I'm in crazy mode between work and between the site and everything else and just life stuff. So it's been put on the back burner, but I do plan on having some stuff that's maybe not heavily edited, but somewhat edited, so that I can at least pump out some different content until I have time to actually put more effort in. But yeah, I'm pretty excited that unlike the previous endeavors with Google, everything is working as it should be.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. All right, folks, that's going to do it for us in episode 101 of Studio 2009. We are now a part of the GCRN 100 episode club, since we are over 100 episodes. Thank you for joining us here inside Studio 2009. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. There are several ways to do so. Visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Plus, we now have a brand new fourth wall store on the website. Visit shop.geekcastradio.com, where you can get t-shirts up to 4XL. You can get mugs. You can get all kinds of cool stuff. Steve's adding new stuff every day. Get your holiday podcast shopping done at shop.geekcastradio.com. Send any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out in any of the podcatching clients you choose to use, as well as checking out the YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter @GeekCastRadio for the show, @ItStudio2009 for the podcast. I am @TF2, and Mike, what is your Twitter, sir?
@SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork and Studio2009Podcast over there as well. Join us next time when the 12 months of Star Wars continues for the next, like, 8 days. Episode 102 is the episode Star Wars episode 1-3 score discussion. So my buddy Dave Draper, we talk about Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, and Revenge of the Sith, the music of the movies. So that's what's coming up next time here on Studio 2009. For now, I am TF2 and Mike with
Steve Megatron.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.